Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Dave the Rave, your pirate radio broadcaster. Yes, here in the No Static Attic, with a lot of cool hit records and a lot of cool records that sound like they should have been a hit. And of course, you'll be scratching your head trying to figure out, well, how did that record never become a hit? Well, it's a hit right here on the Relics and Rarities Show. Yours truly, Dave the Rave, as we broadcast from the No Static Attic. Those cool instrumentals here from 1963 on the Pride record label. Yes, you call the Motivations. The Motivations in a tune called Captivate. And later in 63, yes, was a record that captivated the attention of so many people. Talking about Randy and the Rainbows. I love this record. Stomp your feet to this one. Up the volume, they stomp their feet if they can. I love that from 63. Of course, the follow-up would have been a big hit if JFK had not been assassinated. Randy and the Rainbows in a great song called Denise from 63.
Every time I see you,
great sound of the Rainmakers on the Phalanx record label. You're not the only one. Steve Schmidt, South Amboy. This was your request.
My theater teacher's got me working too hard. Relax after school, sitting out in the yard. Just me and my baby, I'm holding her hand. Then pop, ding-a-ling, here comes that popsicle man. Orange, lemon, cherry and lime, fudge, tutti frutti, and a grape that's fine. Buy one for me and one for my chick. A lot of good eating on a popsicle stick. Popsicle. But if you wanna keep cool, it does a trick. And it comes on a stick. Some people buy popsicles just for kicks. Like me and my baby, we save the sticks to keep brother and sisters quiet as a mouse. We give them popsicle sticks to build a popsicle house. Popsicle. But if you wanna keep cool, it does a trick. And it comes on a stick. This record on popsicle.
Well, summer might be over, but I still love those popsicles. I do those fruit pops. That was the last top 40 hit record, national hit record for Jan and Dean in the summer of 1966. Very cool request there going out by Steve Schmidt. So thank you so much. And of course, if you got a special request, a great lost 45, well, Day of the Rave with all the records you crave, you could dial me up right now. Take your phone call, 609-948-4487. This guy sounds so much like Sam Cooke, but it's actually Charles Hodges. Never say never. I mean, what if yours truly, Dave the Rave, was the disc jockey at this party, playing all kinds of cool, great records? I bet you'd go to that party, right? So if I party, well, come on, everybody. Yes, let's go. McCoy's. And you know that Dave the Rave, that record geek, I'm crazy. And if I'm disc jockeying a party, I'll be causing quite a commotion. I promise you that. Sound of Creedence Clearwater Revival here on the Relics and Rarity Show.
Commotion, get, get, get gone. Commotion, get, get.
Creedence Clearwater Revival. Yes, and good music. It just makes old Dave the Rave crazy.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
I'm feeling so blue. I take some girl out every night, but somehow that just ain't right. She comes to me and she looks misty-eyed, and then she smiles and her arms open wide. Her lips are sweet and her arms are warm, but when we kiss there's something wrong.
Say you gotta love the one you're with, right? So if she's not available, okay, you might be able to relate to that record. Kissing Her and Crying for You, Dave the Rave Sure Shot 45, Checkmates Limited on the Capitol record label.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express.
Well, Dave the Rave's going to take that special trip up to Harrisburg, York, Pennsylvania. Yes, got to track these guys down because they made such great music. Blue-Eyed Soul from the Magnificent Men.
All the things a man could suffer from, I've suffered from. Although things that are tougher come, I've got tougher from.
Yes, I did. I know it's just a matter of time. I'm gonna rise.
All the things a man could cry about, I've cried about. All the things that a man does without, I've done without.
Yes, I did.
So believe me now.
Yes, I will.
You better.
Dave the Reef says you gotta dig it. The pride of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The Magnificent Men. And they would play black theaters, and the crowd would be stunned that they were all white. But what a great sound they had, a very soulful sound. And that 45, of course, never made the top Billboard 100. But what a great record. The Magnificent Men, once again, on that Capitol record label, and a tune called Peace of Mind. Well, last week's mystery oldie record, speaking of the great state of Pennsylvania, they love these guys in Philadelphia. This was last week's Mystery Oldie 45, and I'll tell you who did the record in just a moment. They became superstars out of Philadelphia. The Delphonics. That's an early Delphonics 45. You won't find that in the Billboard Top 100. Came out on the Cameo record label, the Delphonics, and a tune called You've Been Untrue. We only had three winners. A lot of people said Eddie Holman, the Stylistics, Miami Santi, Flo and Kay Lyme in Island, New Jersey, Dennis Romanek in Summers Point, New Jersey. Those were the only three people. Well, actually four, if you count Flo and Kay Lyme as two, but they knew that it was indeed the Delphonics, once again, an early 45, and a tune called You've Been Untrue. Well, this very week, early October 1966, late September, this was the highest debut 45 on the Billboard Top 100. Sonny and Cher debuting at number 72 this week.
Little girl, you're singing, come
Yes, the highest chart debut 45 this very week in 1966. And it only went to number 21 eventually for Sonny and Cher. But believe it or not, I thought that was pretty high for them. I didn't think that was going to be a hit record. I got to be honest with you. It was never a favorite of mine, but I just thought it was kind of like a lost Sonny and Cher 45. And I noticed that it debuted this very week, 66, on the Billboard Top 100 charts. Once again, Sonny and Cher and Little Man, one of my favorite men. Tommy James, along with his Shondells.
You can't laugh, you can't cry. You're acting kind of funny and you don't know why. Cause your heart keeps beating like a big bass drum. And the beat's getting stronger and it's so much fun. And you keep on singing, but the words are wrong. And you can't stop laughing, baby, what's going on?
Much love just about anything that Tommy James and the Shondells put out. It's Only Love, and I love this record. Yes, on the Spin It record label.
You better watch out for Mary Lou before she breaks your heart in two. Then what you gonna do? Cry over Mary Lou. You're gonna cry over Mary Lou.
called the Fairviews on that Spin It record label. What's kind of unique is that the Spin It record label out of Hollywood, California, and of course the record before that was by Tommy James and the Shondells, It's Only Love. And Tommy James actually worked at a record store in Niles, Michigan called the Spin It Records. So there's a little bit of a weird connection there. The Fairviews and Cry Over Mary Lou. But don't cry over Mary Lou. Say hello. Here she comes.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou. I'm so in love with you. I knew, Mary Lou, we never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. You passed me by one sunny day. Flash those big brown eyes my way, and ooh, I wanted you forevermore. Now I'm not one that gets around. Swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did meet you before, I said hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou. I'm so in love with you. I knew, Mary Lou, we never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. While horses couldn't make me stay away, I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight. That's all I had to see for me to say, hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou. I'm so in love with you. I knew, Mary Lou, we never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. Yes, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Yes, don't cry over Mary Lou. Say hello. Rick Nelson, top 10 record there, late spring of 61.
This is Relics and Rarities.
Keep the ball rolling.
And Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot!
She's waiting. She's waiting. She's waiting. She's waiting on the right guy. She's waiting. She's waiting on the right guy.
I don't wanna fall in love too fast. They chase you and they get you and they say goodbye. But I'm waiting.
She's waiting. She's waiting on the
waiting
right
on the
guy.
Right.
From the
here I am, your record geek, your record hoarder, Dave the Ray with my Relics and Rarities show. That's going back to 1964, Sure Shot 45 from the Four Bars on the Falu record label in a tune called Waiting on the Right Guy. Well, I know most of you, well, a good many of you are waiting for Day of the Rave's Mystery Oldie 45. It's where I play a record. We play just for fun. You get one guess only. You got to tell me who's doing the record. Once again, you can call me now. You can call me after the show. If you think you know who's doing the record, call me at any time, 609-948-4487. Once again, that Relics of Rarities hotline number is 609-948-4487. Or email me. Be sure that the subject of your email says Mystery Oldie, and that email address, dave@davetherave.com. Who is doing this next record? And be a mystery oldie winner. Record. As I'm losing my voice here. Did you say guess who? Oh, I said guess who. You got to tell me who's doing that song. And of course, you get one guess only. And again, we play just for fun. So call me up, 609-948-4487. Or you could always email me, dave@davetherave.com. And with summer having ended last week, this is a great song for the end of summer. Chad and Jeremy.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and sweet, sleepy warmth
of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. Say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. When the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
Jen Jeremy, a summer song. Yes, summer has come and gone. But of course, we welcome a brand new year. So for the Jewish people who are celebrating, Happy New Year. Yes, it's another brand new year. So wishing everybody who celebrates a very sweet and a great, healthy, and happy new year.
Record collections at yard sales. That's his music research. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Well, it was the fall of 1965, and it was a record by a soul group out of Los Angeles that was just breaking out with a song on the OK record label, a song called Misty, which actually peaked on the Billboard Top 100 at number 63. But Dave the Rave wants you to discover what I think is the superior side of the record. It was the B-side of the record that never saw the light of day that we are going to discover right now. Once again, a group called The Vibrations, Fall of 65. And what a great record this is. My discovery of the week, out of 117,045s, I have selected this record to be my discovery of the week.
It won't be long before you go.
Got to Dig It. Whew, love that record. Fall 1965. Once again, the Vibrations on the OK record label, but the song was just way better than OK. And Misty got a lot of the chart action. Actually got all of the chart action. But to me, that is so far the superior side of that 45. Once again, the Vibrations and a tune called Finding Out the Hard Way. It's Day of the Raves, Discovery of the Week.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow. And the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Stagg Lee and Billy, two men who gamble late. Stagg Lee
their record topped the charts late 58 and early 59. Stagg Lee, Mr. Lloyd Price. Yes, the leaves came tumbling down and Day of the Raves started to head on out of here because we've come to the end of my Relics of Rivers show. As always, I had a blast. Love to play all these cool hit records. These 45s that, well, they sound like they should have been a hit record, but they kind of fell through the cracks. And of course, I've got all the records, the hits, and those Lost 45s, Day of the Ray with all the records you crave, your record geek. You got a special Lost 45? Well, contact me. You can always call me up at 609-948-4487. Take the Relics of Rarities Challenge. Or you can simply email me, dave@davetherave.com. Once again, to my Jewish folks out there, myself included, Happy New Year, L'Shana Tova. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.